You're listening to the British Baseball Podcast. Welcome, baseball family, to Around the Bases, the British Baseball Results Show that showcases you, your team, and your league. If you'd like to feature or get involved, you can submit a short video or voice message via DM or email, britishbaseballpodcast@gmail.com or @BritBaseballPod, saying who you are, who you play for, and give us an overview of your weekend series, the good, the bad, the amazing. Maybe it's a dazzling rookie display or a no-hitter, a walk-off grand slam, or maybe you just want to give your team and your teammates a little bit of love. And this is your chance. This weekend is the 5th of June 2021, and it saw all the teams in all the leagues finally getting a chance to play competitive baseball in what must seem like an eternity. So I'll try my best to get through all these as quickly and concisely as I can. We'll start off with the BBF. The BBF stats, scores and standings are brought to you by stats.britishbaseball.org. So if they're wrong, it's on you. BBF NBL. Four teams in action this weekend. The Essex Arrows hosted the Lancashire Legends at Townmead Plainfields in Waltham Abbey. The London Mets travelled to Roundshaw Plainfields in Croydon to face the London Capitals. And the first Legend versus Arrow game ended up 15 runs to 5 in 6 innings. Nathan Lewis hitting a dinger for the Legends deep to centre field at the top of the 4th. And the Arrows pitcher DeMarcus Moretta picking up the W for the Essex side. Game 2 was a much closer affair, with the Arrows just edging it 9 runs to 8 with a single run in the bottom of the 7th, clinching it for the Essex team. The Mets versus the Capitals saw each team grab a win apiece in their series, with the home side taking a 4-2 victory in Game 1, and Game 2 seeing the Mets shut out the home side 6-0 with a Mr. Andrew Spencer turnout for the Mets, but the story of the day was the complete game shutout for Mitchell, the pitcher. The NBL looks like this. In top spot, we've got the London Mets with a 10-2 record. In second place, the London Capitals. Essex Arrows in third spot. The Lancashire Legends there with 3-8 and the London Legends at 1-7. And then in sixth place, the Hearts Falcons with 0-6. BBF AAA South saw action between the Essex Arrows AAA side and the London Marauders. And in the AAA South West and Wales, we have Bournemouth Bears versus Vectra. The Arrows went to Grovefield Ballpark in Hemel Hempstead for their first weekend series. They saw Game 1 going in favour of the Arrows AAA 12 runs to 3, but a much closer and higher scoring Game 2 that saw the home side clinch it 11-10 with home runs in the bottom of the second for Douglas McDougall for the Marauders and then Yanuel Moore homing deep to left field at the top of the 5th for the Arrows AAA. Salford Sports Club, the home of Vectra, staged a game between the Bears and Vectra. The home side taking a 6-1 win in 6 innings over those Bears with some stolen bases resulting in quite a lot of the scores for Vectra. Game 2 saw the Bears claw one back as they won 15-9 with both sides scoring off a fair few stolen bases there too. AAA South standings look like this. At top spot, the East London Latin Boys with 5-3. The Essex Redbacks AA at 5-3. The Essex Arrows AAA also having 5-3 and guess what? London Marauders also have a 5-3 record as well. London Mariners sit there behind them with a 3-5 record with the Kent Buccaneers 2-4 and at the bottom of the pile there, you've got the Richmond Knights. The AAA Southwest and Wales division sees Bournemouth Bears sitting at the top with 3-1 with Vectra 4-2. In third place, the Southwest Rebels with 1-1 and the Bristol Badgers there at the bottom with a 0-4. So lots of action to talk about in the BBF AA Southeast and Central Divisions. We'll start in the Southeast. The Croydon Pirates hosted the Guildford Mavericks at Roundshaw Playing Fields, with Pirates winning both their contests and them being quite close. Game 1 was 6-5 and Game 2 was 4-3 and they both lasted 5 innings. The Richmond Dragons travelled to Finsbury Park to face the London Musketeers, a game that needed extra innings with both teams tied after 7. But Ben Carter's single to bring home Jin Kwon Ho wasn't enough as the Musketeers put 2 on the board in the bottom of the 8th with a George Neyes single allowing Xander Harrison to score and Tony Bertanghi singling to centre field to bring George in as the game went 8-7 to the Musketeers. The Muskies would also win Game 2 3-0. to Enfield playing fields, where the signed Riders hosted the East London Latin Boys AA side. They won game one 17-2 in five innings, and they also took game two 9-3, with Thomas Jotson hitting a home run for the Latin Boys in the top of the seventh, where all the core of their runs were scored. AA Central, Milton Keynes Books welcomed the Hearts Hawks to Wharton on the Green playing fields, where game one lasted six innings, with the Books winning 17-7, with six of those seven runs for the Hawks coming in the second inning, but the Books coming back strong in the fourth and fifth innings to clinch it. Game two saw the Books sweep the Hawks 18-0, with 10 runs being inflicted in the first inning. Over to Caldon Common in Cambridge for the series between the Norwich Iceni and the Oxford Kings. The Kings reigned supreme with an 11-6 victory in game one and 10-8 in game two, with the Kings inflicting damage early on with nine runnings in that second inning. Let's have a look at those standings in the AA League. AA Central sees the Milton Keynes Books at the top with 7-1. The Cambridge Monarchs, second place with 8-2, with the Oxford Kings sitting in third place with a record of 6-4. Norwich Iceni with 3-5, Essex Archers, AA at 2-4, and Hearts Hawks at the bottom there with 0 wins and 10 losses. In the AA Southeast, we have the Signed Winers sitting top with a perfect 10-0 record. Croydon Pirates just behind them with 9-2. The London Musketeers 8-3, with Guildford Mavericks in fourth place with 4-6. East London Latin Boys AA team are at 1-11, tied there for bottom fifth place with the Richmond Dragons with 1-11 too. Over to Single A, the Hearts Londoners faced the London Minotaurs. Game one ended 7-5 to the Londoners, and a close 10-9 game two also saw a victory for the Londoners. The Bournemouth Bears hosted the Bristol Brunels at Ferndown Leisure Centre, and four innings of baseball saw the Bears win 5-4, and the Brunels taking the game to 9-7 as they split the series. Cardiff Merlins hosted Bristol Bats at Pontcarna Fields, with the home team winning 11-10, and also taking game two 4-2. Sunderland Pavilion in Bristol saw the Bristol Bucks take on the Taunton Muskets. The Muskets won 19-6 in game one and took game two 22-6. And then over to the greatest place on earth, New Quay and the Cutters Field for the Cornish Clay Cutters and Western Jets. The Clay Cutters winning 10-8, but it was the Jets that took game two 16-14 in what looked like a great day of baseball on the coast. A Brighton derby saw the Brighton Brewers and the Brighton Jets lock horns at Waterhall playing fields, with the Brewers taking game one 12-2, and a close game two, which was a high scoring affair of 15-14. An All Kent affair saw the Kent Mariners travel to Williams Field to face the Kent Buccaneers, and it was the away team that won 20-4, but the Buccaneers prevented the Mariners from scoring in game two as they won 11-0. Bracknell Inferno won 15-11 in game one against the Richmond Dukes at Flood Fields, but it was the Dukes that were victorious in game two, winning that one 11-5. And then over to Borley Field in Tonbridge, as the Tonbridge Bobcats and the Tonbridge Wildcats battled a close game one, with the Wildcats winning 6-7. No, it's a lie, they run 7-6. And they also took game two 9-3.
Hi, Matt. Niall here from Tonbridge Bobcats of the Single A South East Division. Sunday saw us go up against our sister club, the Tonbridge Wildcats, in a league doubleheader. Game one, we lost 7-6. Game two, we lost 9-3. But what a great advert for Single A baseball it was. Back and forth, touch and go the whole way. Unfortunately, it was a walk-off for the Wildcats on our side. But what a great advert for Single A baseball. I really don't want to single out a particular individual for player of the game. Everyone played their part in what was a great game. We fielded four or five new players this year once again, and it's testament to how far they've come in the last month, to how close those games were. We played the Wildcats in the first week of the season, and we lost 21-9 then. So to now have it as close as it was, a 7-6, it's just a fantastic effort from a group of guys who have really embraced what we're trying to do and really learnt and taken on board quickly the complex rules of baseball. But thanks, guys.
So let's have a look at the Single A standings. Single A Central sees the Essex Redbacks at the top with a 9-1 win ratio. The London Mustangs in second place with 5-1. The Hearts Eagles 3-3. Hearts Londoners at 3-4, Hearts Raptors in fifth place with 2-3, and then London Minotaurs at the bottom with 0-10. And single A7, we have Cardiff Millions at the top with a perfect 4-0 record. Bournemouth Bears single A there with a 1-1 record. Bristol Bunnels a 1-3, and in fourth place the Bristol Bats. Single A South, we have Brighton Brewers with 8-2 at the top, then Bracknell Inferno with 5-3, Brighton Jets at 5-5, Guildford Goldcats 4-4, in fifth place Richmond Dukes 2-5, and at the bottom there, Guildford Mills with 1-6. Over to single A South East, we have the Kent Mariners at the top with a 3-1 record. The Tonbridge Wildcats are also joint there with 6-2. In third place, we have Kent Buccaneers single A with a 1-3, and then Tonbridge Bobcats, South Coast Sea Dogs, and the South Coast Pirates are all tied at the bottom there with 0-4. And single A Wessex, we have the Taunton Muskets at the top with 3-1, the Cornish Clay Cutters at 2-2, Western Jets 1-1, and Bristol Bucks at 0-2. The Women's Baseball League returns to action this Saturday on the 12th of June in Bristol, with the Bristol Bobcats facing the London Mayhem, Sheffield Bruins versus the Telford 26ers, and the Cambridge Valkyries versus the Bells. So let's go up to baseball in Scotland for their opening day, and who better to give us a summary than Glasgow Comets legend and host of Ball Cats and Bagpipes, John McKellar.
Hey Matt, thanks so much for having us on. It's great to be providing some content for the British Baseball Podcast starting this season. I'm John of Ball Caps and Bagpipes. We're a Scottish baseball podcast. We cover the goings-on in the Scottish National Baseball League. The National League in Scotland only started this past Sunday, June 6th. So we had our opening day, and I'm here to provide the scores, and we'll be doing so every week. First result of opening day is Aberdeen versus Tayport. The Aberdeen Granite City Oilers, as they're known, defeated Tayport Breakers 7-1 in Tayport's first ever National League game. I think if I'm Jason West, the founder and head coach of Tayport, I'm just happy to finally get that first game out of the way, because he's built that team basically from the ground up. And it's taken about 2 years. They were supposed to join the league last season, but obviously COVID-19 had other plans. So 7-1 Oilers. The key for Stephen Evans and the Granite City Oilers seems to have been defence. They turned three double plays in a seven-inning game, which is unusual at this level. Next up is the Edinburgh Derby. The Edinburgh Cannons went into this game as, I would say, heavy favourites. I think this was the upset of the weekend, as the Edinburgh Diamond Devils ran out 12-0 winners. You know, Rory Dunn, who coaches the Cannons, had been very excited about opening day, quite confident. He's made some great additions to his squad. It just looks like they're going to need longer to gel. In the Glasgow Derby, the Glasgow Comets, the team I play for in Scotland, defeated the reigning champion Glasgow Galaxy, who've been the champions 3 seasons in a row. So that was a big result for the Comets. They were down 2-0 from early on in the game. Made a lot of contact off of Elvis, the Glasgow Galaxy pitcher, but just couldn't seem to make a breakthrough, largely due to the centre field play of Miles Peterson, a new Galaxy outfielder. Final inning of the 7-inning game was where it came apart, unfortunately, from a Galaxy perspective. They lost 3 runs in that inning, including a walk-off walk to John Nelson, the Comets' designated hitter. There was a pretty scary moment during the game where there was a clash between Jim Sehar, the second baseman, and Miles Peterson, the aforementioned centre fielder of the Galaxy. Fortunately, both seemed to be absolutely fine. So that's this week's roundup for the Baseball Scotland National League. Back to you, Matt.
Thanks, John. And if you want to ever submit a clip to the show, that's a great example of what we're looking for. And a nice little roundup there. And don't forget to head over to Ball Cats and Bagpipes, where you can hear John and Jason talking all things baseball and Scottish baseball. It's a great, great chat and a very good show. So be sure to subscribe to them and have a listen where you can. Action in the West County Baseball League saw Yeovil Whirlwinds host the Plymouth Mariners in their season opener, with the Mariners winning 26-3, with 4 Mariners getting home runs courtesy of Chaplin, Hine, Underwood and Herrera. And then the West Midlands Baseball League, rain delays didn't stop the Leicester Blue Sox winning 11-1 against the Stourbridge Titans over 7 innings. Over to the British Baseball League, and we're going to look at Northern Baseball League Triple A. Manchester A's travelled a short distance down the road to Norman Wells Ballpark to face the Liverpool Trojans. The Trojans took game one 24-2 with some excellent pitching from Jose Pimentel and completing the sweep 16-4 in game two. Sheffield Bruins versus the Cartmel Valley Lions in Cartmel. Saw the Lions take game one 13-12, but the Bruins won second game 11-1. Sheffield Blade Runners 1 beat the County Down Spartans in their series 11-2 and 17-8. And the Newcastle Nighthawks versus the Liverpool Trojans, with the Trojans winning 2-1 in game 1. And game 2 saw the Nighthawks win 15-14 with a walk-off. Then we move down to the single A. We had the Cubs versus the Halton Trojans, with the Cubbies sweeping the Halton Trojans 9-6, and then game two saw 15-4. My Manchester Bees hosted the Sheffield Blade Runs at Willenshaw Park, with the visitors winning 18-10 in game one and 24-15 in game two. And I'd love to sit here and tell you all about my spectacular debut, but I'm not that vain. It was okay. Hull Scorpions versus the Sheffield Blade Runs 4. Hull won both their games, 8-2, and then 17-7. Now then, let's have a look at the East of England Baseball League. So over to the East of England Baseball League, let's have a look at last weekend's action. We have the 6th of June, the Northampton Centurions taking on the Milton Keynes Bucks. And the first game went in favour of the Milton Keynes Bucks as they won at 6-3. And then they also took game four, 14-5. The Norwich Warriors won their first game against the Royals of Cambridge, 6-5, and then a very close affair with 18-17 in game two. Essex Redbacks, they won their first game against the Bay Area Blues, 13 runs to one, and game two going 16-6. Brentwood Stacks were away to the Cambridge Lancers, and the Lancers lost their first game, 4-8, and then it was another Stags victory in game two, which was 18-10. For the Stags. And let's have a quick look at their standings. Top of the tree, we have the Milton Keynes Bucks, 6 games played with a 5-1 record. And then you've got Brentwood Stags in second place with 4-2, along with Cambridge Lancers and Essex Redbacks with a 4-2 record. And then the bottom half of the table, the Northampton Centurions have a 3-3 record, along with the Norwich Warriors. And then it's the Cambridge Royals with 8 games played with a 1-7 record, and Bay Area Blues with only 4 games played and a 0-4 record. Thank you again for joining me on this roundup show. If you didn't hear your team in action, it's because there's so many different websites and spreadsheets and stuff to try and look at. And if it's not there and I haven't seen it, I apologize. Let me know of any gaps that are in there and I'll try and update them. Again, this is all trying to find information from a lot of different various external sources. So I try to make it as accurate as possible. I understand that sometimes about as accurate as a drunken wee, but there's not a lot I can do about that. I try my best. So if you want to contribute to the show, just let me know. And again, thank you always for your support. Until next time, take care. Ta-ra.